Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's Andrea Mitchell cutting short an interview with former Congresswoman Jane Harman of California discussing the NSA so she could cover the breaking news that Justin Bieber had been arrested. At Bieber's DUI arrest number 10 on the countdown this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the coverage of Talk Trash and other items that are of interest to the Talk Radio Countdown world, Talk Radio Countdown show for the week of January 20th to the 24th, 2014. And that little worm, Justin Bieber, you don't hear me very often editorialize about most of the material that's here on the countdown, but this kid so annoys me. And the attention that's paid to him, and that's a perfect example of it, and his antics, is out of control, drinking and driving without a license and being on drugs and all this other stuff. And yet he is considered a role model for people who are his age or younger. So at any rate, I find it disgusting, and that's why I have the little twist in there. That's part of how we begin our countdown of the top 10 talk topics of the week. Folks at Talkers Magazine over at talkers.com, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, monitoring the talk radio industry, in fact, so that we can help ourselves to these issues. And this is, the issue with me is why we're spending any time on Justin Bieber. At any rate, we'll move on now as we are focused on number 9, ramp up to the Super Bowl, the NFL in general, sports talk radio. Here's host Denny Schaefer talking to sports analyst Ken Trahan about the possibility that the weather could mean next weekend's Super Bowl may not be played on Super Sunday.
I say that it's unfair. It leads to an advantage for one team over the other if the weather is so bad with wind chill and 30-mile-an-hour winds and horrible playing conditions, which I am not a fan of playing the Super Bowl up north for this reason. I say, and all of these things, by the way, Ken, are on the table. The NFL says these are the possibilities if we have the kind of weather we just had in New Jersey or having right now that this could happen. I say move it so it's at least, 35 and 40, so the weather doesn't give either team a clear advantage. And you say?
I say I'm certainly aligned with you on this.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you would say purist.
No, listen, I'm a purist when it comes to earning home field advantage. When it's predetermined because you earn the right to play at home regardless of the conditions, a la Green Bay or somewhere up north late in the season, you've earned that right. So it doesn't make any difference what kind of conditions you have because you played for that all season long. You played to get to the biggest game of the season, and you want the best conditions possible to achieve what you're capable of achieving. And in these particular circumstances, that's probably not going to happen. If you look at the history of the Super Bowl, this is the funny part. The two coldest Super Bowl games ever played were right here in New Orleans at Tulane Stadium.
Really?
Outdoors, yes. Amazing, but true. And I was actually at one and of course, watched the other. The coldest was Super Bowl VI when the Cowboys beat Miami here at Tulane Stadium, 24-3. It was 39 degrees at Tulane Stadium that day. And the other game, which seemed colder than that, which I was at, was Pittsburgh beating Minnesota 16-6 when it was 46 degrees in Super Bowl IX. And that was, of course, in 1974. So that was prior to the Superdome. Other than that, the coldest game for a Super Bowl outdoors was 53 degrees. So this game should have the best conditions possible, and you've set it up for failure by choosing this site. Political, we know, we understand, but there's no question that you play the biggest game on the biggest stage with so many ramifications. Fans, the quality of play, the whole celebratory lead-up to the game itself, and all the activities that take place, and you have to be concerned about what you saw yesterday in terms of weather.
So, Ken, would you say that the Super Bowl transcends just sports? I mean, is there a bigger social event with the parties in the event? Everybody's either going to a party, having a party, or knowing somebody who's having a party. This is bigger than sports, and that is part of the reason why it should be in a level playing field. Your thoughts?
Without a doubt. Unquestionably, this is more than just a game. By far, it's the biggest event we have in this country, the most watched game, the most anticipated game in any sport, and obviously football is the sport in the United States at this time. And all you have to do is look at history and what's happened in some of these particular instances. Even when they played indoors, the entire week was basically crippled because people could not do anything. That happened when they played this thing in Detroit in the old Silverdome, and it was absolutely absolutely absurd when the 49ers and Bengals played back in 1981, and the weather was incredible. I mean, it was 10 degrees outside, snow, ice everywhere. No one could do anything. It was paralysis. And, of course, that also happened in Dallas just a couple of years ago. Dallas, no less, when they played in Jerry World in Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, where it was brutal leading up to the game, and you even had some people injured because of the conditions.
Yeah, didn't somebody get hit by a big chunk of ice or
yes,
something?
Yes, correct. Just... Exactly. So, yeah. You know, that's what happens when you have these games in those kind of locales.
Up next, marijuana, Roe v. Wade, and Andrew Cuomo, all in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this week.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Master. Boston beer.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
This is the Talk Radio Show, Talk Radio in Review. Doug Steffen counting down from number 10 to number 1. And number 8 this week on the countdown is the continuing discussion of legalizing marijuana. Here's host John Hines with political analyst David Mark. They discuss the president on, it was in an interview, I think, as I recall now, last weekend. Marijuana no more dangerous than alcohol. Who agrees with that?
Marijuana, which is still placed in the same category as other Class A or Schedule A narcotics like heroin, ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms by the federal government, is, in the words of our president, no more dangerous than alcohol. Has the president thrown open the doors for a broader discussion on the legalization of marijuana, perhaps on more than just a state-by-state level here? With his comments from the an article that was published, it was a lengthy interview with New Yorker editor David Remnick. And it was one of the things that came up was the president's viewpoints on marijuana.
Right. I don't think this is an issue President Obama and the White House are really pushing. Clearly, they were asked about this, and he just responded as he saw fit. The president really didn't express any change in policy viewpoint. He still thinks marijuana should be illegal. He's not for legalizing it in any state. Of course, if you look at what his own Justice Department has actually done in Colorado and Washington, where it's now legal, particularly Colorado, where it's already gone into effect, the Justice Department at this early stage is not really doing much, and it's allowing this to go forward. But that could still change. And the president is basically saying, yeah, I smoke marijuana. I'm on record of doing so, but I don't think other people should be doing it. I would not be surprised if that stance evolved over time, just like his did on gay marriage.
Yeah, he also went on, I think that he explained, he said, it's not something I encourage. I've told my daughters I think it's a bad idea. A waste of time, not very healthy. Which you could make the same argument against alcohol. It could be considered a waste of time, not very healthy. However, states do love that tax revenue.
Well, that's right. You can also make that same argument and suggest that it actually should be legalized. You see, it is a waste of time. It's unhealthy. It's a really poor use of your talents and skills. But should the government be coming in meddling in private behavior? That's not an argument President Obama clearly wants to make at this point. And you do bring up the tax revenue issue. That will be really interesting to me to see how much it brings in Colorado and eventually Washington. And that may inform other states. I suspect it actually may not be as much as sometimes estimated, but we'll see how it plays out.
The Roe v. Wade controversy, well, isn't it? The Roe v. Wade anniversary, number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's radio man Jay Weber with a thought of the, he thinks, actually, I think in order to summarize what you're going to hear, the tide's turning in the battle between pro-choice and pro-life. See if you agree.
Should we give up the fight, as some are suggesting? My response was, why? We're winning. And we are. The tides in this country, believe it or not, even in this political atmosphere, even if you were to ask someone who was out of the loop, which side is winning this debate? Well, pro-choicers. No. Even in this political atmosphere, people are trending toward life, toward more and more restrictions and bans on abortion. New surveys just out yesterday proved it again, but we've known this for some time. More and more people in this country support a ban on abortion with only rare exceptions. There's over 50% right now that say that. 52% say they support a ban on abortion with only rare exception. By huge numbers, they say they favor more restrictions on abortions. Pro-lifers are winning this fight. So we can talk strategy at election time and decide to highlight it more some elections and downplay it more in other elections, but why would you give up now?
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in his recent comments about conservatives, number 6 on the countdown. Here are our hosts Susan Rose and John Zack talking to political analyst Jimmy Velkin about Cuomo saying that extreme right-wingers are not welcome in the state of New York.
Let me start, Jimmy, by just bringing our listeners up to speed here. Some comments that the governor made about conservatives.
Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, a pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York.
Boy, 5 days later, Jimmy, that comment is still getting ripples across the state.
Well, that's right, Susan. And, the governor has and his administration have been pushing back on the New York Post specifically, saying that it is showing its true colors. It's not being faithful. It's stretching the truth and it's reporting on this. The governor said those remarks in the context of a political question, but, the sharp words have been broadly taken as a warning to conservatives or a message to conservatives to leave the state. And so Republicans and conservatives in the political office have sort of seized on this, including last night at a fundraiser in Albany, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who is considered a likely gubernatorial candidate for the GOP.
Jimmy, you mentioned that the governor was responding to a political question when he made those remarks. Do you remember how the question was phrased, how it was asked?
I believe that the governor was asked about Republicans who have been supporting him, both at political fundraisers and elsewhere. And the governor said that the response he's gotten from Republicans has been the result of a rift inside the Republican Party. And so I think he was describing what you heard about what he considers to be extreme conservatives, as opposed to what he says are moderate Republicans.
Up next, Obamacare, the winter weather, talk radio in review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doug Steffen here on your weekly overview and analysis, if you will, of the subject matter on talk radio and talk television, the talk media. We're up to number 5 on the countdown, the Affordable Care Act. Pretty nice that it hasn't been on the top of the heap. At least talking about other things is more interesting for a lot of folks. Here are, comments made by talk host Scott Sands with political analyst Chris Salacho. They discuss the proposed amendment to the Affordable Care Act that would prevent a bailout for the insurance industry.
Chris, we wanted to talk to you about this proposed bill, H.R. 3812, the No Bailouts for the Insurance Industry Act of 2014, to try to put another amendment on the Affordable Care Act, on Obamacare, to prevent a bailout for the health insurance industry, which has got to be down the line. There's no way that the health insurance industry can afford to pay for everything that Obamacare requires. There's just not enough people, enough healthy people, enough younger people signing up for Obamacare on the exchanges to pay for everything that Obamacare requires.
Yeah, they're worried about it. And as a matter of fact, a lot of insurance company executives are lobbying Republicans to not get them to get behind this. Scott, I don't know if you're a sci-fi fan. I am. A big Star Trek fan as well. And part of Star Trek VI, remember this scene where it was Kirk and Spock and the Klingon homeworld had just suffered a big tragedy and the whole civilization was going to die. So here comes Spock with an idea to rescue them. And he volunteers Jim Kirk for this task. And Jim's looking at him like, are you nuts? He says, we can't trust them. Let them die, Jim Kirk said. And that's what I believe needs to happen to the insurance companies. They had every opportunity to stand on capitalism. They had every opportunity to stand for we the people. And what do? They jumped in bed with the most extremist left-wing government we have ever seen in this country, and they betrayed us all. So when they got the predictable knife in the back from the Obama administration, when this whole thing came crumbling down, as we conservatives said it would, now they want to bail out from us. When they attempted to use the force of government for us to buy their product, and not only that, but a more expensive version of their product, they saw dollar signs at our expense. So I'm not going to sign on to any plan that bails them out. Let them die. I've had a couple of guests on my program highlighting where we may go. There's an option C. Because remember, Obama and his left-wingers are going to say, well, this didn't work, so we're going to have to go single-payer.
Well, that's
we ought to reject that.
That's what I'm afraid of if the insurance companies are not too big to fail, if we let the insurance companies go bankrupt, if we don't bail them out. then what's left other than for the government to pay for health insurance completely and to pay for health care entirely out of the government never-ending checkbook?
The number four item on the countdown this week, you're walking in a winter wonderland if you're in the upper Midwest across through New England, but you're not liking it much. I think that's pretty much the summary of the weather. Here's host Joel Riley talking to financial analyst Jonathan Honig. Honig says, despite what you've heard, the brutal winter weather has not affected the economy.
You know, the interaction between even the weather and money, when you hear those numbers that people are throwing around, I mean, do you believe that, like, the polar vortex and the weather we're having now really does have that detrimental an effect on the economy?
I don't. I don't think it has a detrimental effect on the economy at all. I think it has a real minor effect in the economy. It's been cold for many years, and we've had success in this country for many, many years. And what's great about living in a thriving capitalist economy, Joel, is, you know, is we're able to deal with the elements, deal with natural disasters. And, you know, we see that so often when a tragedy strikes around the world, like a hurricane or a tornado. You know, it strikes in a non-capitalist country and tens of thousands of people die, and it's an absolute, you know, horrid thing. You have something like the polar vortex or even like Superstorm Sandy, terrible natural disasters, but in a thriving economy, even the not-so-well-off people generally live, and even the not so well off people get medical care and get attention and can get people movers in to get them out, etc. So, you know, everyone benefits from a free society, and that's exactly what we need more of in this country.
Winter weather, number four on this week's talk radio topic list. We'll get to the research that shows what actually are numbers 3, 2, and 1 on the countdown in a moment.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the second half hour of this hour's Talk Radio Countdown Review. The hot hits in the world of talk, news, talk radio, and television. Friday, January 24th, last day of the week that we have under review. Number three on the countdown, Olympic security concerns. Here's host Mary Beth Marsden talking to former Secret Service agent Dan Bognino about, he was part of the detail, by the way, at the Salt Lake City Olympic Games in 2002. That's why he has some credibility about security issues at the Winter Olympics.
What's your experience and what do you think about when you think about, and it has to be a nightmare for people trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, anytime you hear these ring of steel analogies put out there, I haven't done this for a living. I run for the hills. That's usually a bad sign. It usually means you're using a heavy manpower, almost oppressive type approach to security. But here's the thing, Mary Beth, you may have a terrific ring of steel. What happens after you leave the ring? That's what the terrorists do, and they're constantly conflating access control with security, and they're two completely separate and distinct things.
Well, the government is warning Americans who might be going over there to watch the games. Do you think they're right in doing that?
Yeah, I do. The fact that they're only willing to let in, the Russians that is, 40 FBI agents to audit security on the United States' behalf. You know, Mary Beth, that's a joke. That's not even enough to audit security in the Olympic Village. 40? I mean, but the Secret Service alone, we'd bring over, 10 times that to secure an event one-tenth of the size. So I'm concerned, very concerned, that they really have dropped the ball on this one. And Sochi was a city town completely unprepared for this.
You know, we watch every year, we talk about security with the Olympics. It seems like every city has its own challenges. And that's what a lot of people say. Hey, it's just another city, another country dealing with their own specific security issues. Right. And it happens every year or every Olympics.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I mean, we had issues in Lake Placid as well in 1980. There's no question about that. But you're talking about a city here, Mary Beth, that had no interconnected road network, has no infrastructure for this, has not adequate enough medical facilities to take care of the town, no less take care of an entire international audience. Also, you're talking about a region with geopolitical struggles going back decades now. This was really a terrible decision, and that's where I kind of fault the IOC for agreeing to hold the event. Was it their turn? I mean, was there some kind of they were next in line approach to this? But whoever decided to put it in an area where Chechen separatists are begging for international eyeballs to get attention for their cause through terrorist acts was just, I mean, amateurish at best.
What are you going to be watching when you watch the Olympics other than the games itself? I mean, what are some of the telltale signs of heightened awareness, heightened security, potential problems?
Well, access points, transportation networks are a big one. That's my big area of concern. We used to call, in the Secret Service, we used to call it the deadly diamond, that if you had point A and point B, and you had in between, you have a bunch of different ways to get from A to B, that's where you run into problems. We call it a deadly diamond because it looks like two triangles back to back, and the points of the diamond are the two locations. What am I getting at? The athletes have to leave the Olympic Village at some point. They're going to have to travel to venues. That's right. Yeah. And it's the variability in between that works for you, but works for your adversaries, the terrorists as well, because you don't know where to find them either, because there's so many different places they can hide on those motorcade routes. That's where the trouble usually happens.
Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to military analyst General Reggie Santracchio about what Santracchio thinks we need to do, and maybe are already doing, in fact, to protect Americans that will go to the Olympics.
Russia hunts as many as four Black Widows as the Olympic Games are right around the corner. Boy, we really have to take this one seriously, don't we?
We certainly do, and this, to some extent, is a challenge that we can't really be totally confident about, because we're not in charge, actually. You know, mm-hmm. the Russian security forces are, and we're there as a contingency to protect American lives.
The U.S. State Department, this is how serious this is, has actually warned Americans planning to attend the Games to be vigilant because of the potential terrorist threats. And they became rather specific over the weekend, too, with that video.
They did. And when you're looking about the time frame that they were given, obviously from the time the Olympics were announced a while ago, obviously, that gave quite a bit of time to those would-be terrorists to be able to pre-position themselves in the area. And right to this day, they're really not known as to whether they're there or not. And the United States is in a secondary position to be able to, unfortunately, not receive the kind of intelligence information that we should be receiving. And all we are there is to make sure that we can, in fact, be there as a contingency to evacuate Americans should that need arise.
That will be very, very difficult. These terrorists, they're motivated, they're determined, and they're capable.
They are. And, you know, one of the things that's not being talked about, unfortunately, is that we have positioned, I believe, two ships in the Black Sea.
Yep.
And several other aircraft in the area to be able to extract Americans. The problem, Ron, is that there's such a margin between the Olympic site and any evacuation route, which is apparently not going to be that easy to be able to get anybody out because you can't get in. And unless you have total cooperation between Russian authorities, and let's just look at it as a possible contingency where any evacuation attempt would be under attack by the insurgents. Well, you know, once again, you're limited as to what you can do, and you'd have to be totally reliant upon the Russian military forces to give you that kind of protection without bringing any armed forces of the United States in the area. So that's a huge, huge challenge that we would certainly be in a passive mode to be able to execute.
All right, let's get to number two, the NSA discussions of Edward Snowden, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at number two this week on the countdown, the NSA and Edward Snowden. From a broadcast on ABC this week, host Tavis Smiley said that he thinks American opinion of Edward Snowden is changing somewhat.
Edward Snowden, we were joking earlier, Edward Snowden might be on a postage stamp somewhere down the road. Edward Snowden is going to be acknowledged one day. He's going to be appreciated. How history is going to regard what Mr. Obama has done in this moment is an open question.
Talk host Greg Garrison here with political analyst Rick Noyes. They discuss shifting opinions, continuing the focus on Edward Snowden.
This guy that is so roundly viewed as a traitor, who ought to be lined up and shot, according to some folks, is going to end up, according to Mr. Smiley, as a postage stamp person one of these days. What do you make of that one?
This is what's been so interesting about this story for the last, six, seven, 8 months since Snowden started leaking these things through the left-wing British paper, The Guardian. You know, there's a certain group out there that really, you know, they're appalled and aghast at the NSA gathering essentially the phone records, not the contents of the phone call, but, you know, the phone numbers and who they call, so they can actually use that as a database to search out when they get a hot number, a terrorist phone number. They can say, well, who did this person talk to, you know, and what's going on there? You know, that this is somehow the worst invasion of privacy that's ever been done, but they have no particular problem and never speak out against the IRS, which for 100 years has wanted to know, you know, every penny you make, where you make it. You know, you've got to report all your deductions, and now Obamacare, where, you know, do you have health insurance? What company is it with? And they want to get into all the personal decisions that we make in our regular lives, and you have to report all that, or else you are guilty of a crime. You know, somehow none of that is an invasion of privacy worth dealing with, but, you know, Edward Snowden, for being a whistleblower on the NSA and helping, as was pointed out on a different Sunday show, Meet the Press, where Mike Rogers and Dianne Feinstein, Republican and Democrat, were both calling Snowden essentially a traitor, talk about how he, you know, may have had help from Russia. He certainly was not going in there like a whistleblower and found things, and then, you know, his eyes were open. No, he was actually plotting, you know, took the whole job in the first place to go get that information and release it to the public. It has helped Al-Qaeda. It has helped our enemies around the world change their tactics, help them avoid being monitored by the United States. And none of this is helping us. I mean, people don't do this to the really bad countries out there, that no one is out there going to spill Vladimir Putin's secrets out there into some newspaper someplace. No one's going to do this for the Chinese government. No one's going to do this certainly for North Korea. But it's done for the United States, and people like Tavis and I want to put them on a postage stamp for hindering our cause. And yet there are much more worse invasions of privacy all throughout the government.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about how they feel regarding Mr. Snowden.
Every time there's a whistleblower, it comes from the United States. Other countries don't tolerate that. So if you want to call it a whistleblower or a traitor or whatever, but once you commit and you go to the military, you have a oath. And just like a doctor, now if you violate that oath, you can be prosecuted. And here's a man that had things, I don't even know if he had access to it, but he spent his time doing everything he could to access things that hurt the United States. So he's just as bad as the congressmen that are not allowing us to have a jobs bill in this country. They should all be prosecuted.
The American media is failing the American people. They're doing such a poor job that Edward Snowden had to do it for them. The American media they don't report the truth about anything, not really. They give us a slanted view. They don't ever get to the bottom of what's really going on, and the American people are kept in the dark about most real issues today. That's how I feel. And I just think that American Snowden ended up doing the job that the media should have done. And, you know, as far as the surveillance, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. There's no reason to surveil me. You know, they know who the troublemakers are. And I don't know why they think they have to surveil all of the American people. And besides that, why is this all coming up now? The damage is already done.
I think Mr. Snowden was someone that was basically a plant, and every time there were information that to be siphoned out of there and put in other folks' hands, he readily grabbed it and left. The thing that is disturbing about it, I served in the military and worked in intelligence, and I just haven't seen or heard of anything that somebody could be so careless as far as an operation where anybody could walk out of there with that type of information, and especially the amount that he had stolen.
Here's host Ethan Strimling talking to legal analyst Zach Hyden. They discuss what we've lost over the last 10 years due to the NSA and the Patriot Act.
Tell us a little bit about what we have lost in the last 10, since September 11, 2001, with the first Patriot Act, the second Patriot Act, and the FISA, everything that we have lost in the last 10 years.
Beginning just after the 9/11 attacks in 2001, in October of 2001, President Bush authorized the bulk collection of Americans' telephone data without any suspicion, without any warrants. People who had done nothing wrong were suspected of doing nothing wrong, but the government began collecting our telephone information, our email information, and it's only gotten worse from there. From October 2001 to the present, the government has just expanded and expanded its capability and its intrusion into our lives. Now there are so many programs, nobody can even keep track of them.
You know, a lot of people feel like the government, every phone call I'm making, every email I send, every post I put on Facebook is now being watched by the government. How real is that fear?
It's absolutely real. It's absolutely what the government is doing. It's what the government has the capacity to do. And but for the disclosures from Edward Snowden, we would know nothing about it. We would know nothing about these programs and how intrusive they are into our lives, into the lives of people all over the world.
This is really not a partisan issue, right? I mean,
absolutely not.
Unfortunately, my party, the Democratic Party, I don't know what party you're in, but my party certainly has been just as complicit, unfortunately, over the last dozen years.
Privacy is one of the true nonpartisan issues.
So we have certainly seen some bipartisanship in trying to protect privacy, but unfortunately we've also seen some bipartisanship in terms of taking away privacy, and even President Obama, who's a hero to Democrats and a hero to many, has continued a lot of the policies of the Bush administration. Do you have any sense of why he has walked away from his own background in constitutional law like yours?
It's tough. It is very tough for people who'd hoped that President Obama, because he had studied the Constitution and taught the Constitution, was going to take those constitutional demands very seriously and be very protective of those. But it's true. He has continued and expanded many of the programs that began under President Bush. It's tough to guess on motives, but it is the pressing matter of the moment of somebody is whispering in his ear and saying there's going to be another attack unless you authorize X, Y, and Z. I can understand that would be a lot of pressure.
So that leaves us with the number one item, Chris Christie, and the continuing focus on what he did or didn't do or what he knew or didn't know about the bridge, well, the whole thing in New Jersey, all of that stuff. Coming up in the Talk Radio Countdown world.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You've come into the room where we discuss and analyze Talk Radio, the Countdown Show, for this week, a unique way, like music countdown shows, except they are the issues of the week, discussed on the 1,000 News Talk radio stations, and we put all together the reviewing information and come up with numbers 1 through 10, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, and all the things that are involving him, discussion of same. Here our host, Bridget Quinn, Wayne Cabot, talking to political analyst Patrick Murray about the subpoenas issued this week in the investigation of Mr. Christie.
Until now, all the subpoenas have been from state legislative committees. Now that the federal investigators are involved, does this have any more of a political impact for Chris Christie?
Yeah, I think this raises the credibility of the investigation a lot in the minds of people who are taking a wait-and-see attitude. The fact that the FBI is involved, the U.S. Attorney is involved, and they are actually looking for evidence suggests that this probe will go on further and there is something serious to it.
The fact that the subpoenas were issued, is there anything to read into that, or is that just a normal part of the process that began a couple of weeks ago when they announced the investigation?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to get subpoenas out to folks, and I'm not surprised based on the time that the U.S. attorney started getting involved in this and how certain things have come to light just over the past couple of weeks.
Didn't take too long, though, for Chris Christie to feel the effects in the polls, right? I mean, yesterday we had a couple of polls that had his popularity down.
Yeah. I mean, there's been three polls in New Jersey in the past 10 days that have been issued. Mine was the first, and the other two have shown almost exactly the same thing. He's had a moderate drop in his job approval rating. He went from the low to mid-60s down to the mid-50s. but he has had a bigger drop in his personal ratings, whether people have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him, which went from near 70 down to the 40s. And it's people saying, okay, I still think he's doing a good job, particularly we're still in this post-Sandy era here, but I'm not exactly sure what I think of him as a man, as a person, and I'm going to withhold my judgment of him. And I think that's the big thing for Governor Christie is his concern about whether people are going to start losing faith in him or start distrusting him.
So if he follows the polls, he'll become a kinder, gentler Chris Christie, won't he?
Yeah, well, again, the issue is particularly, you know, it's not so much what we think in New Jersey. It's the polls nationally that he's more worried about, because we know what we got in Chris Christie. The reason why his job performance is still a pretty decent number is because we've taken the good with the bad. We knew what we were getting. But nationally, people really don't know Chris Christie that well. And those measures of trust, is this somebody who understands the problems of people like me? Those are really important poll numbers. And if he loses that, that's been his stock and trade. He's the everyman. He's the guy that you can have a beer with. And if he starts losing people's trust nationally who don't really know him all that well, that could be a real problem for his presidential aspirations.
And here are our talk radio callers with something to say, lots to say, about how the news media has been covering Chris Christie.
Well, I used to be a Democrat, but I'm not saying either party is perfect, don't get me wrong, but I think it's all the facts to come out for us either way. And the media coverage is so biased to the left, it's enough to make you sick. I'd like to see someone that's neutral and reporting accurately and not showing favoritism to one side, but that's wishful thinking on my part.
I think the media has been fair. We know that in media, negative information sells, and people like to listen to negative information, but I'm concerned about the facts. And we as Americans need to know the facts. It has been said that Chris is a bully, and you can tell by his demeanor that you know something is not clean as far as his doings in New Jersey is concerned. I think that we ought to, whether we like it or whether we don't like it, we ought to be informed. And it's live up to the individual. You got the Republican side, you got the Democrat side, so it's a tit for tat all the time.
I think it's unfair. And I'm saying it's unfair that so much attention, so much money has been spent on trying to find anything they can on Christie, right? So I'd love to see a measurement where you actually measure how much time and money has been spent from the media on Christie versus Benghazi.
Now let's review what we have as far as from number 10 to number 1 on the countdown. As you've heard in this past hour, Justin Bieber's DUI arrest number 10, Super Bowl number 9, marijuana legislation is at number 8. At number 7, the discussing rehash, if you will, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, Andrew Cuomo's comments on conservatives, number 6, Obamacare number 5, winter weather number 4, Olympic security concerns number 3, the NSA and Edward Snowden number 2, and Chris Christie in the number 1 slot, both as far as on the list of people that are hot and the discussion topics. That's it. Your overview, at least for this hour, of the talk charts for the week of January 20th to 24th. I'm Doug Steffen on your weekly talk radio countdown show.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.